Hey, podcasters. Before I get to the episode, I want to take a moment to address the June 24th Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. This decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. To learn more about what you can do to help, go to choice.crd.co. That's choice.crd.co. And I encourage you to speak up on your podcast as well. Take care and spread the word. Hello and welcome to another podcast, Pontifications, with me, Evo Terra. If you're unfamiliar with me, I launch podcasts. I've been doing it for a very long time. Today on the program, I am going to talk about IGTV, the new Instagram TV, and specifically how podcasters can learn some lessons, how business podcasters can learn some lessons from IGTV. Very briefly, IGTV, if you're not yet familiar with it, is Instagram TV. It is a separate app that you can download and watch these highly produced professional videos in a vertical video format that Instagram has put forth. IGTV, it is what it is called. It's kind of like when Instagram stole from Snapchat and started doing Instagram stories, similar to that, but it's definitely going deeper into their mission. So lots of people are very excited about what IGTV offers. What I want to talk about is what it means for business podcasters, who are mostly audio podcasters, but still, there are lessons to be learned from IGTV for business podcasters. And I think, really, there are three primary lessons to be learned. And this was some thoughts of me doing this and also reading this 48-page helpful tips and tricks to IGTV that Instagram produced to come up with what they can do and how, and more importantly, what us podcasters can do, what business podcasters can do that is similar to that. So here are those three lessons. We'll make this short and simple and easy. So number one, double down on what's different. Double down on what's different. That's what Instagram TV did. Instagram TV is all vertical video. Notice this is horizontal. It's not vertical because Instagram TV is designed to be consumed on a mobile device. So they have doubled down on the vertical video yet again. And there's also no Google. They don't really care about discovery outside of the app. They are building their Instagram platform, their IGTV platform, that's how discovery is going to happen within the platform. They're not worried about attracting people the traditional way that we do via Google. Now, what does that mean for podcasters? Well, I'm not saying that you should ignore Google. That's not my idea at all. I'm just saying they're doubling down on the different. So you too should double down on the different. Specifically, you, the business podcaster, should take a podcast first approach, which I've written about extensively on Medium. And podcast first approach means don't treat the podcast as an afterthought. Double down on what's different. And that's the fact that you are a business, you own a business, you are a professional service provider, and you have a podcast. Double down on that. Make that the different thing, the differentiator for you, much like IGTV is though. Number two. Second thing you can learn as a business podcaster from IGTV is that the default and easy mode sucks. Upgrade and invest. That 48-page document that I mentioned, that Instagram TV, that IGTV put out for all of its content creators, is all about making sure you make amazing content, either with your phone or with another camera. In fact, they recommend another camera. They want 4K video shot. There's no way to go live on IGTV. You can't. It's not an option. They offer something like 28 different pieces of software and multiple pieces of technology to help IGTVers make better, more compelling content in a vertical video format. all of that is about them upgrading and investing. And that's the lesson for you too, as a business podcaster. If you're doing it on the cheap microphone that cost you $14 or $40 or came built into your computer or worse using, not necessarily worse, using headsets or dictation, blah, don't do that. Spend the money and get really good quality equipment like these Shure SM7Bs that I recommend to all of my clients. Get amazing headphones so you can hear all the mistakes inside the audio that you probably have missed already. Spend the time to make sure that you're developing the greatest content you possibly can. Invest and upgrade, and you'll make better content than the default and easy stuff, which kind of sucks. All right, third thing, lesson that you can learn if you're a business podcaster from IGTV is this. Don't do it live. Yes, I recognize the hypocrisy of me doing a live video telling you not to do it live, but here it is. Instagram TV, as I mentioned, you cannot do live, and nor should you attempt to do it live on your podcast, in my opinion. Now, here's what I mean by live. Don't sit down and say, hey, welcome to the show. Don't do what I'm doing right here. Don't try and do this self-contained. It's not only is it hard to do, I spent time on live radio, so I've got a little bit of experience in doing it, but it also doesn't generate the best possible content. It's just not as good. Edit your content, rearrange your content, do things out of order, as I mentioned in my last show about making it like a hoagie, right? That will give you a significant improvement in the overall quality of content. Yes, you can still use Facebook Live. I'm doing it now. Yes, you can still use Instagram stories and do those things live. That's all fine. But IGTV, they want to build something different. They want to build something better, higher quality. So they're not even letting you do things live. As a podcaster, as a business podcaster with true business goals behind your show, is live the best thing for you? Or if you spend time editing, can you create much better content? Spoiler alert, you can create much better content if you don't try to do it live. So to recap, double down on what's different, and that means taking a podcast first approach. The default and easy way sucks. Instead, upgrade and invest. It's money in equipment and in time for your show. And three, don't do it live. This is not live radio. Your podcast is not live radio. Take the time to edit, take the time to assemble, and do something that's different. Three lessons podcasters can learn from IGTV. They really have nothing to do with being on IGTV. No, by the way, bonus, if you're a business podcaster, you should not jump into IGTV. There's no point. Really, I'm not recommending you do that. Stick with making your audio podcast as good as you possibly can, and you will go far. If you need assistance with that, well, that's what I do. I launch podcasts. You can find out more about me and the services that I offer for podcasters, which are typically business owners or professional service providers, at podcastlaunch.pro. My name is Evo Terra. I produce these on a daily basis throughout the week, these podcast pontifications. So I hope you'll go check out my archive of shows, as well as stay tuned to hear more great stuff tomorrow. Thanks very much for watching. Cheers.
While Americans overwhelmingly support the right of an individual to make their own decisions about abortion, unfortunately, that right is no longer protected everywhere in the U.S. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24th. Abortion is a basic healthcare need for the millions of people who can become pregnant. Everyone should have the freedom to decide what's best for themselves and their families, including when it comes to ending a pregnancy. This decision has dire consequences for individual health and safety and could have harsh repercussions for other landmark decisions. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. Even if you live in a state where abortion rights are upheld, access to safe medical procedures shouldn't be determined by location, and it shouldn't be the privilege of a small few. You can help by donating to local abortion funds. To find out where to donate for each state, visit donationsforabortion.com. That's donations, the number 4, abortion.com. If you or someone you know needs help, or if you want to get more involved, here are 5 resources. 1. Shout Your Abortion is a campaign to normalize abortion. 2. Don't Ban Equality is a campaign for companies to take a stand against abortion restrictions. 3. Abortion.cafe has information about where to find clinics. 4. PlanCPills.org provides early at-home abortion pills that you can keep in your medicine cabinet. And 5. Choice.crd.co has a collection of these resources and more. We encourage you to speak up. Take care and spread the word.